Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you on this Saturday morning, folks. I am a little upset about something this morning I want to share with you. It's a sad situation that has occurred here. Last week we were blessed, absolutely blessed, to have my assistant, our wonderful assistant, Carol Asher, here, freed from charges of felony perjury in her case that involved her serving on a jury. And she deliberated in the jury and voted in the jury deliberation room. And then some months later, matter of fact, 2.5 months ago, she was charged with felony perjury for her deliberation and her vote in the jury room. And so we spent 2 months, actually 2 months, going through that situation, as most of our listeners already know. And she was able to get two fine attorneys, Wesley Hoyt from Colorado, who has an office in Kamiai, Idaho, or Kuski, Idaho, right here very close to our, I guess it's about 20 miles from our town of Kamiai, Idaho. And then we were able to get a hold of Elo Jones at the FIJA, Fully Informed Jury Association, in Colorado. And we were able to get Paul Grant, a very fine American attorney who's out of Colorado also, to come on board, who has handled a number of these cases where jurors have been prosecuted for their deliberation and vote in the jury room. And, of course, you never hear about these cases very often, folks, because the government doesn't want you to hear about these cases. It has been over the last, almost 100 years now that it was, let's see, we're coming up on our first break, folks. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program, and I'll tell you what's happened here. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Well, folks, welcome back. This is that old cop, Jack McLam, retired cop up here in Idaho. And I'm a little miffed this morning. A little bit upset. As a matter of fact, I think I'm a whole lot upset. But I'm setting the stage for you to share some information with you and just bringing up to date anybody that isn't aware, because we're always having new listeners come on board. But anyway, our volunteer assistant here, Carol Asher, that's been with our two police and military associations, all volunteer police and military associations, Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues, the only constitutional publication in the nation for police and military, by the way, and it's been around for 25 years, and I've been a volunteer for 25 years here. And Carol Asher also helps us with our international police and military group that was actually just a national group, but it became international because our duties at police and military against the New World Order, this popularity grew because as our American police officers and soldiers began to work together to stop this totalitarian world system that America's been pushed into by our Republican Socialist Party and Democratic Socialist Party leaders. People, police officers and soldiers in other nations like Australia, New Zealand, and Germany, England, Canada, different places have corresponded with us by email and by mail over the years, and they're fighting the same international crime families that control America. And it's become an international group. Well, Carol Asher has been a volunteer here with us for 15 years plus now. And she's a 67-year-old retired school teacher and former Catholic nun. And she's an absolutely marvelous young lady. And she's dedicated her life to helping us awaken our brothers and sisters in uniform and helped us ask them over all these 15 years she's been with us to not accept any immoral or unlawful orders from their superiors. They don't have to accept, and I'm talking to police and soldiers right now, I know I am. Just remember, you don't have to say yes to immoral and unlawful orders. You can say no, and you should say no, and orders that violate your constitutional oath. And so Carol has been a very big part of us succeeding in reaching literally hundreds of thousands of police officers and soldiers over these years she's been with us. Very dedicated American patriot. And so anyway, she was on a jury and went into the jury selection process, and the judge lied to the jurors, as judges seem to always do today. I guess most all the judges in the nation lie to the jury when they tell them that they have to swear an oath to uphold the law as the judge gives it to them, which is a lie. It's not true. You do not have to uphold the law as the judge gives it to you. We have this, folks, from the very top level of the judicial system in America and throughout history. For example, when the judge gives you that oath and lies to you and says you must accept the law as I define it for you, just remember that John Jay, first Supreme Court Justice of the United States, said in 1789, he said the jury has a right to judge both the law as well as the fact in controversy. In other words, did the person do it or did they not do it? But you can also judge the law against exactly what this Judge Bradbury here, John Bradbury, read to the prospective jurors that had to raise their hand and submit to his oath that was a lie. And we have Samuel Chase, U.S. Supreme Court Justice, in 1796, a signer, by the way, Samuel Chase, most of you know, signed the Declaration of Independence. And he said, the jury has a right to determine both the law and the fact. Oliver Wendell Holmes in 1902 said, the jury has the power to bring a verdict in the teeth of both the law and the fact. And Harlan F. Stone, the 12th Supreme Court Justice in 1941, he was the Chief Justice, that is. He said, the law itself is on trial quite as well as the course which is to be decided, the cause that which is to be decided. In other words, same thing, that the jury has the power to decide the law, if the law is any good in the particular case, if it fits the crime, and if the law is, I had a list of things here. Oh, here it is right here. You have to judge according to these Supreme Court justices and according to our judicial system since the very founding of this nation. The jury has to decide if the law is a just law, is the law constitutional, is the law morally right when applied to the accused, did the breaking of this law deprive anyone of their life, liberty, or property? Simply put, was there a victim? Or is it a victimless crime? Was there intent by the accused to break the law? And, you know, those are the things that are so important. And so the Supreme Court of the United States has repeatedly ruled over the years. As a matter of fact, the last time we have a great case here, not the last time, but the one I have before me here was 1972. In a very important case, all Americans should read before they go into a jury room to be a juror into a trial. You should read U.S. versus Dougherty, D-O-U-G, like Doug, H-E-R-T-Y. U.S. versus Duggery is the way it's be pronounced phonetically, but it's D-O-U-G-H-E-R-T-Y. And it says here, the pages of history shine in instances of the jury's exercise of its lawful prerogative to disregard instructions of the judge. And all throughout this little book I have here, we have quote after quote after quote, quote of very famous jurists in America who have said that the jury is the power in the courtroom, not the judge that calls themselves a king. Now, Carol went, when they charged her with this felony perjury, for they say violating her oath, because she went in there as a thinking person and used her own conscience in her mind to decide how she was going to vote in the jury room and got up and deliberated, that they say she violated this oath to the judge when he lied to him and told him they had to accept the law as he told it to them. Well, Carol went into the jury deliberation room and used her brain and used her conscience, which is exactly what we're supposed to do. Matter of fact, let me share something else with you here, and then we'll go on to what happened today or what I tell you about, or a few days ago. The jury has an unreviewable and unreversible power. Listen to this power, folks. The jury has an unreviewable and unreversible power to acquit in disregard of the instructions on the law given by the trial judge. Once again, this is in this very famous case, U.S. versus Dodery, that all of us should look up and have pinned to our mirror and read before we go into a jury room, okay, and go into a trial as a juror, because it is not the judge that's the king of the courtroom. Now, Judge Griffin, I heard from a friend of mine the other night, Judge Griffin, who was going to handle the trial against Carol Asher, he heard him say that he is God in the courtroom. And many times we police officers have heard judges over the years that, you know, police officers go to court quite often, and we've heard judges say that they're God, and most of them believe that's true. Well, doesn't sound like it, does it, folks? The jury has an unreviewable and unreversible power to acquit in disregard of the instructions on the law given by the God trial judge. Okay, now that's not what it says. It says by the trial judge. But evidently the Supreme Court of the United States hasn't felt that these judges are gods, because throughout our history, the jury has been the power in the courtroom. But, of course, they're trying to change that and have changed it a lot, because most people going into the courtroom today have no idea of their powers and duties. And they listen to the judge and bow down to him and or her and do exactly what they tell you to do, and therefore give over their powers and duties to the judge. Now, the judge likes that a whole lot, because it gives the judge full power. And we published a publication here over 10 years ago that we're republishing as we speak right now and putting the Carol Asher case in there, on the ways the judge and the prosecutor surreptitiously, covertly manipulate the minds of the jury. There's about 16 or 18 ways in which the judge and the prosecutor, both government agents, conspire together during a trial to mentally manipulate the jury to the outcome the judge and the prosecutors want, for them to vote the way the judge and the prosecutor want. And the jury has no idea this is going on, that the judge and the prosecutor are prejudicing the case in the favor in which they want it decided. So we're publishing that right now. Be another 3 weeks probably before that's we get it out in our police and military association here. But we hope all the listeners out there will get a copy of that and read it before, and give it to any friends that may be going to serve on a jury someplace. All right, folks, we'll be right back after this break with more of the Officer Jack McGlam program on a Republican Broadcasting Network.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. We already have callers on the line, but please hold on, callers. I want to get this out because I'm upset about something here. Let me just get cut to the chase here. Most of you know about the horrendous situation that Carol Asher and those that love her have gone through in the last two and a half months now, because it was 2.5 months ago she received a notification from the sheriff coming up to the door, sheriff's deputy, and sent a serving on her a felony warrant for perjury. 67-year-old little lady here who is loves God and loves freedom, that she spent 15 years working as a volunteer, sometimes day and night, and even on weekends, because she loves God and loves freedom, trying to save America by helping us reach our brothers and sisters in uniform and get them back on the side of the American people. This little gal living on Social Security, and matter of fact, small Social Security check, is attacked by the judicial system, full force. Matter of fact, Judge John Bradbury goes to the governor of the state. The county prosecutor and the county judge Bradbury go to the attorney general of the state and get them to file these felony perjury charges on her, and they back out of it, okay? And so she goes through these 2 months now of absolute terror, thinking that what they're going to do and what they wish to do is put her in jail for 14 years. Well, we had these brilliant attorneys come forward, which are very fine attorneys, I believe. They seem to be Wesley Hoyt, who has an office. He's mostly in Colorado, practices in Colorado and in Idaho here, but he has an office in Kuskokwim. And so he takes the case, and then we get Paul Grant out of Colorado, a Fiji attorney working for the Fully Informed Jury Association. And both of these very good attorneys tell us, and so does Elo Jones, who is, matter of fact, going to be on with us next hour, who's the director, the national director of FIJA. And they all tell us that this is a national significant case. And if Carol Asher loses this case, that it will chill all jurors or prospective jurors from serving on any jurors anywhere in America, because they will be afraid to go in and disregard the instructions of the judge, as the Supreme Court over and over and over again said that you could, and go ahead and use your own brain and use your own mind and heart and conscience in the jury room. They will be afraid from now on, because they will be afraid they'll say something in the jury room or do something in the jury room or vote incorrectly the way the judge and the prosecutor don't want you to vote, and go to jail for 14 years, be charged with perjury. And so all of these people, Elo Jones and Paul Grant, the great attorney, and Wesley Hoyt, another great attorney, tell us of the great significance of this case and that it has national ramifications for every American. And with that said, this little lady, friend of ours, who could have been out earning a living and making money these last 15 years, but no, she's dedicated herself to trying to save America and making no money, you know, not earning a good living, okay, living on Social Security, has worked as a volunteer. And here, Paul Grant and Wesley Hoyt give her a bill for $16,000. $16,000, if you didn't hear that, for less than 2 months' work. Now, I'm not saying that these attorneys aren't worth that much money. I'm not saying that at all. But if this is, I'll tell you what's upsetting me, folks, because for 25 years, this old cop has worked and watched the people that hate God and hate our republic, organizations like the ACLU and the ADL and others, have thousands upon thousands upon thousands of attorneys that hate America and hate God that are used and will work for free to destroy America, take America down, remove God from every vestige of America's institutions, and destroy our republic, our freedoms. They'll work for free anytime to destroy America. Well, what I'm saying, folks, where is our attorneys on the side of God and our republic that will work for free? Where are they? Why, we have great men and women that say they are Christian patriot attorneys. And very few ever take a case for free. Pro bono, they call it. But the left, those that hate God and hate freedom for everybody but themselves, have thousands upon thousands. The ACLU alone, when I was a police officer in Phoenix, Arizona, we had heard, and we believed it was true, that they had 16,000 attorneys that worked for them for free. 16,000. And here we have this nationally significant case that will chill prospective jurors across the nation that Carol Asher's involved in. Little lady lives on Social Security, and she gets a bill after 2 months for $16,000. I'm ticked. I'm really ticked. But anyway, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals?
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and like I say, I don't want to say anything bad about the ability of these attorneys. We're so pleased. We're just praising God. And you should have been in the courtroom the day that the judge decided not to go forward with this case against our dear sister, Carol Asher. I mean, it was just absolutely elation. And we were all praising God and thanking Wesley Hoyt and Paul Grant for their good work. So I'm not disparaging at all that they were prepared and they did a good job, okay? But I'm just saying, folks, you know, if you have a case, if we have a case of national significance in America for the left, for those that hate God and are removing God from every vestige of our institutions, and if they're going to take a case and go forward with a case that will destroy our freedoms and push us into this totalitarian world government system, believe me, they're going to have thousands of attorneys lining up to take the case for free because they believe in their goals. And they're totally dedicated to their goals to destroying America and destroying God. So, anyway, Carol Asher, I've seen this sister in tears over this because she's going to pay that bill. She pays all of her bills because she's a good lady who loves God and loves freedom, and she doesn't not pay her bill. She says, it may take me years to pay this bill, but she says, I'm just so sorry because she feels guilty because people have sent her some money for this case before she got her bill. And we thought the money that people had sent in would probably cover it if she even got a bill. But as I say, folks, why isn't the right and the conservative side and the side of God and freedom is dedicated to these type of issues as the left is? What is wrong with America? I'm just beside myself. But I will say this, that Carol has asked me not to ask anybody for any more money. She says she's going to pay that bill. I don't know how she'll ever do it. If she sent $100 a month, it'd be two decades before she would ever pay up that money. And I know what she's getting on Social Security. And so I'm just ashamed for our side. I am absolutely ashamed for our side that we don't have dedicated Americans in the legal profession. I guess that's why God spoke so negatively about lawyers in the Bible. But like I say, we are so pleased that Carol is free. Carol and I were speaking the other day when she literally came to tears over this issue. And we said if this had gone to appeal, as Paul Grant and Wesley Hoyt said it would, they told her she'd probably lose at the local level because they would do all their illegal shenanigans and just railroad her into prison at the local level, and she'd have to go to appeal. Well, folks, at $16,000 for $6,000 from Paul Grant, who joined the case late, probably only put a month in. And, of course, that's not 24 hours a day. And Wesley Hoyt, who put about 2 months in, and that wasn't 24 hours a day. But we calculated if she had to go to the appeals court and then on to the Supreme Court with this, it would have been a quarter of $1 million that she'd have owed these attorneys. But the left would have taken it for free. So I'm just upset, and I'm sorry about that. But Carol made me promise I wouldn't ask anybody for any more money. She says she's ashamed. She feels terrible because she caused this, and it's not true, folks. She did exactly what a juror was supposed to do. But she feels guilty for going in the deliberation room and speaking her mind and using her conscience and her great abilities to examine facts that she learned when she was a school teacher for so many years, and she deliberated and she voted, and so she feels she caused this whole problem. And when anybody sends her $5, she feels guilty because she feels she ought to pay it. Well, I told her, I said, no, my dear, you did exactly what every jury person serving on a jury should do. You should go in there with love for doing your best to do what God wants you to do and go by your own conscience and go by your own ability and God-given reasoning abilities to look at the evidence. And by the way, there was no evidence presented at all against this young Indian boy that they were trying to railroad into prison for 1 to 5 years. No evidence. Now, he was a bad kid, and he could have been guilty. He was a bad kid. Matter of fact, he's in jail again right now, we understand. And so he wasn't, he wasn't a good kid. But the fact is, folks, Carol needed evidence, and the government had no evidence to prove that this young Indian man was connected to the drugs they found in this particular vehicle that was a company vehicle that everybody used. So she used her own brain instead of going with what the judge and the prosecutor wanted him to do, and that's find him guilty, and she couldn't do it. So anyway, I just want to bring that up to you. I just want to you to pray about this, that one day in America, one day soon, we would have attorneys that would come forward and serve pro bono. Now, don't tell me about Jay Sekulow and these clowns that are taking these Christian cases, because They are big-time national organizations, international organizations, and they get millions of dollars of donations a year. So those attorneys are not working for free, okay? No, the person that they take the case of a little six-year-old girl that writes the name of Jesus in her government school classroom and gets in trouble and gets expelled or something like that, yeah, they take these cases and they don't charge the family, but they get millions and millions of dollars. So it's something totally different. But the left, the ones that hate God and liberty and are destroying our nation today, they'll work any case for free if it helps destroy our system. And I just want you to help pray with me, folks, that one day we'll have attorneys like that on the side of God and freedom, because we certainly need it. And this was a particular case to show us how bad we need attorneys that have a heart and a love of God and love for freedom, okay? All right, well, I'll get off that. I got it. Let's go to our phones now. I think Jeff in Massachusetts is on there. Jeff?
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the program, brother.
Yes, Jack. How's it going?
Well, I'm a little ticked right now, but I'll get over it, I guess.
Yes. My theme for today is the box. You got the ballot box, which the ballot box, I believe, is being taken over by computerized technology. Once that happens, we won't even have a voice anymore. We will be completely voiceless. The jury box is getting neutered. And what's the last box?
The bullet box, the cartridge box. That's right. And none of us want to use that, Jeff. But I'll tell you what, I'm getting very concerned that that may have to be used in this country with these despots in both the Republican Socialist Party and Democratic Socialist Party going the same course, exactly identical course, into this Antichrist world government system.
Well, that's it. And let me throw this out. There's a movie out called V for Vendetta, which I highly recommend. Reason? It's a roadmap to our future. In this movie, America is a leper colony. America is a third world nation for all practical purposes, and England is a dictatorship. And you know what? It has so many parallels to our future, and I really believe that the Illuminists and the bad guys are showing movies like this to say, yes, this is what we're going to do, and you can't do a darn thing about it.
Well, I got news for them, brother. I hear from people every week in America, police officers, soldiers, and people in the private sector that thought we ought to have gone to the cartridge box 30 years ago and are pushing for a violent confrontation at this time. And I have to sit them down and talk to them and tell them, no, as long as we still have Republic Broadcasting Network and
First Amendment
newsletters and newspapers on our side where we can awaken thousands and thousands of people every hour, it is not a time to start a shooting war at this because when that does happen, brother, there is no First Amendment any longer. When they put us under martial law, if the shooting starts and they put us under martial law, we're not going to have Republic Broadcasting Network. We're not going to have Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter going out and being able to speak and to write and awaken the American people. It's going to be over, and all we're going to be left with then is the cartridge box.
Well, that's it. I call it shoot thyself in the foot. And you know what the funny part is? And you're talking about ACLU lawyers, which makes my blood boil. ACLU lawyers, it's like if I was an illegal immigrant coming in with drugs. In fact, the Mexican military is coming into our country with Humvees with 50 caliber machine guns mounted.
Yeah.
First thing I'd be thinking to myself is, yes, I got an ACLU lawyer, Mr. Mark Scheister, Mark and John Scheister, Scheister and Scheister attorneys on speed dial.
Uh-huh.
So the gringo better not mess with me, or else I will go to them and they will do my case pro bono. And they'll be able to deal my drugs again, corrupt the country, and bring in illegals and basically rape this country. You know, I'm sorry if I'm going to sound like Michael Savage, but I almost think that ACLU lawyers should be deported. Because they are destroying our country.
Yeah, well, then they grow up to be judges, and so many of them today are our judges in our society. And so they even are more destructive when they become the judges.
Well, that's it. And you know what the funny thing is? The ACLU was originally founded as a communist organization.
That's right. Roger Baldwin started it, and he was a hardcore communist.
That is a fact. And you know what? All these groups, whether it's the Ku Klux Klan, the neo-Nazis, they all know that they got the ACLU on speed dial. It doesn't matter what radical group it is. As long as it destroys the country, the ACLU will protect them. And you know what? What the ACLU doesn't do their job for free. They get their money from grants.
From the government.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So they're not stupid. They're not going to do a job for free. Look, way back in the 60s with the Rockefellers, guess what? The Rockefellers funded Jerry Rubin.
Oh, yeah.
That is a fact. With
head of the JDL, Jewish Defense League. And when I was a cop, I don't know if you've heard me say this before, Jeff, or not, but when I was a cop in Phoenix and the intelligence officer for the Phoenix Police Department, I would meet with the FBI, and they showed me one day something that startled me. And this has been 25 years ago. That they showed me that the number one terrorist group in the United States that was blowing up buildings and blowing up homes and cars was the JDL, the Jewish Defense League. And I asked this FBI agent, I said, why have we police officers never heard of this group? He says, doesn't that tell you something? I mean, they're never reported in the media. And so, yeah, Jerry Rubin was the arm of the ADL, and it was the military arm of the ADL. And the terrorist arm of the ADL, and anytime anybody needed to be assassinated or blown up, they call the JDL, but we police officers never heard of them. That's amazing.
That's sick, because criminal activity should not be sanctioned. It doesn't matter what group it is.
That's right.
I mean, death of people is bad. In other words, my rule of thumb is, if you're a murderer, you should be executed right on the spot. Just like the Constitution commands.
And the Bible can demand that too, brother. The Constitution came from the foundations that found in the Bible. And I was hearing last night on the television about this guy that a judge let out, a baby rapist that the judge let out. Instead of spending 17 years in prison, he let him out in 9 years, and he went and grabbed those two 17-year-old girls and hit them and put them in a basement, a thing that he had built, and raped them. And that judge ought to be put in prison that served the rest of the time for this sicko that he let out to go rape these other girls.
Jack, you're making my blood boil on this, because you know what? Child rapists and molesters, instant death. Right after the trial is over, put the rope around his or her neck and drag him out of the courthouse and hang him.
That's right. Well, this is what the Bible says, isn't it, brother? You read the Holy Bible, you know, that's what God said. That was his justice system. But no, we put him in prison for a few years and let him out so they can do it again.
And they become better criminals while they're at it. I mean, if you do a study of the Old Testament, for instance, in the Old Testament, this is before the law was written.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Blood for blood, an eye for an eye. This was before even Jewish law was even written. This is on man's conscience, you see.
That's right. And so Jack, makes sense, too.
So, Jack, you are absolutely right about that. I'm going to get off and let other callers get on.
Okay, Jeff. Thank you so much. You always bring up some good points. All right, folks. Kelly, while we were speaking, did you say somebody else was on the line? Okay. Who is it? Okay, Jim in Arizona. Jim, welcome to the program.
Hi, Jack. Thanks so much, brother. Listen, Paul Grant and Wesley Hoyt, how do you spell Hoyt last name? The lawyers that...
Brother, Wesley Hoyt. Let me look it up, okay? I can't think of it right this minute. If you hadn't asked me, I would have been able to tell you, but since you asked me, I can't think of it, but I'll get, I think, H... O-W-Y-T, something like that. But I'll check it out and get it for you here in just a minute.
On
the next break, keep listening.
Okay.
And I'll flip over and get something with his name on it there and get it for you, okay?
Sure, and you know, Sister Carol, there those of us who sent before, you know, we can send a little more. That's not a problem. But I was wondering, did anyone talk to Paul Grant and Wesley Hoy? What cities are they out of? Because I'd like to call them and talk to them about this. Because you know, you can do anything, and they're in business to make money. I mean, you make adjustments. Every business person does that.
Yeah. Well, we're not saying, you know, that they don't have a right to make money. You know, I mean, but you know, wouldn't you, Jim, if you had a situation like this that had national significance and a little gal living on Social Security, wouldn't you at least give her a break?
I would
for free, you know.
You work with people and you take every, you know, you take things, but I think maybe if they get nudged a little bit or some phone calls. So what town are they out of? And
I'll have to figure that out. We'll have Elo Jones on and she can tell us about Paul Grant, but I don't know, I don't have that information, but I'll get the information for you for Wesley Hoy.
Okay, okay, thanks.
All right.
Thanks, brother. Right.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, and we're on with Jim in Arizona. Jim, go right ahead, brother.
Yes, well, you know, I just wanted to touch base with what the other caller had said about, you know, the need to do something, you know, federally. I mean, the only time our Lord used violence, okay, was when he went after the money changers.
Right.
Because they were committing a treason against God. by, you know, keeping people from God and just basically ripping them off because they had the supply of the silver shekel that was acceptable for an offering. So, and in the same way, you know, we've got the people that are trying to change our Constitution, and the people in Washington, they're committing treason against our sovereignty, and I just really feel that we the people need to uphold the Constitution by, you know, doing something about it.
Yeah, absolutely, Jim. That's the thing. Throughout the whole Bible, I keep reminding people, when you read the Word, you're going to find that God always, and Jesus especially, always used action words for his people to act and stand up and speak out and different things. He says, who will stand up for me against my enemies and everything? These are always action words. And today, Christians have been told, especially Christians by their ministers, to sit back, don't worry, just stay in your prayer closet, and God will be here soon, and he'll clean house. And we don't have anything to do because next week we're going to get the heaven out of here. You know, the rapture's coming next week. And so people have withdrawn, people that love God and freedom have withdrawn, Jim, from the institutions. And when we make a vacuum like that, Lucifer and his minions move in. And so that's where we're at today and why America is coming down. Just daily we can see America falling into the abyss. By the way, Jim, the name is Wesley, W-E-S-L-E-Y.
Yes.
W. Hoyt, H-O-Y-T. And he's in Englewood, Colorado, evidently.
Englewood?
Colorado.
Englewood,
yeah.
E-N-G-L-E?
Yeah, E-N-G-L-E, Wood, Colorado.
Colorado.
Like I say, Jim, if you contact him, I don't want them to think we don't really appreciate them winning this case, because they got our sister out of spending many, many years in prison, and we're just praising the Lord for that. But we're just sad that, you know, they are charging her full price for what they would charge anybody else. And a matter of fact, for 2 months, brother, I don't know, if you take $125 an hour, which is what Wesley charges here in Arizona, or in Idaho, but in Colorado he charges $250 an hour, but here, this was an Idaho case, so the people here can't afford $250 an hour, so he uses $125, but I haven't done it yet. But if you take $125 into $10,000, how many hours is that? I mean, it just seems like that would be an astounding amount of hours to fit into a 2 month period.
Well, that would be 80. That would be 80 hours, 2 weeks, two 40-hour weeks he spent.
Two 40-hour weeks. Is that all that is? $125 an hour.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It just seemed like a tremendous amount of time, but I'm just saying that these are good guys. These are good guys, and they did a good job. We're not fussing over that, but I just don't know. My dear sister is going to be paying on that bill for the rest of her life, and probably her posterity is going to have to pay it, too, after she leaves, to try to pay off that amount of money. And And Paul Grant charged $6,000 for about a month. I think he was probably involved for a month, and of course, they had other cases they were working at the same time. You know, they always have other cases they're working. So Carol's wasn't the only case they were working on. But anyway, we're coming up on the break, Jim, and I want to thank you for your call. Okay,
thank you. Now, where's Paul from? What city is he out of?
You know, he's in Colorado, and I don't know, but we can ask Elo Jones that when she comes on next hour.
Okay, thanks.
Right?
Goodbye, Jack.
Okay, thank you, Jim. All right, bye-bye.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.